We are continuing in the dinim of Tashlumin. We're in Kuf Ches. We're up to Sif Tes. So says the Mechaber, To v'lo hispalel mincha be'erev Shabbos. The person made a mistake and did not daven mincha on Friday afternoon. So the mispalel arvis shtayim shel Shabbos. So you're going to do a Tashlumin. You're going to daven two times Mariv, but both of the tefilos are going to be not a weekday Shmon Esrei. They're going to be the Shabbos Shmon Esrei. Harishon la'arvis v'ashniya l'tashlumin. So the first Shmona Esrei is going to count as, you know, the rule is, we've said many times already, you daven the one you have to, which is the Zman for right now, which is the Marv, and then afterwards you're going to daven the Tashlumin, which will be the makeup for the weekday Mincha. Hagah says the Ramah, the Hu Hadin, the same halacha applies, Imlo Hispala Mincha Be'erev Rosh Chodesh. If a person forgot to daven Mincha going into Rosh Chodesh, so that night, Mispalo Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shtayim. So you daven it nighttime, the Arv will be two times, Im Lo hizkir yalav yava b'rishona. If you did not say yalvo in the first one, the hizkir b'shnei, then you did say in the second one, tzarach lachzor hispalel. Then you would have to go back and daven again. Aval im lo hizkir b'shteim. If you didn't put it into both of them, oh hizkir b'rishona velo b'shnei. You put in the first one and not the second one. Ein tzarach lachzor. You don't have to go back and repeat. Quoted from the Kolbo. Okay. Fine. So let's see how this goes. In the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Hei says Shel Shabbos. So you're davening now Marv two times because you missed your weekday Friday afternoon Shmon Esrei. Afal Gavin, even though Shabbat Letashlumin Shel Chol, this is a Shabbos davening that's making up for a weekday one. Nevertheless, Mikol Malkum Kevin She Achshav Hu Shabbos. Right now it is Shabbos. The Mispalo Oso Gam Kain Shel Shabbos. So the makeup is not, you know, oh, you might have thought. You might have thought, maybe I should make up and daven Shabbos and then do a weekday. Well, no, you daven the Shabbos for both of them. V'im toal mispalo hashniya shel chol. If you made a mistake, then you daven the second one was a chol, not a Shabbos one. Potter milispalo. You're exempt. V'im hikdim b'zeh hashel chol the shel Shabbos. Now, if you did the weekday one and then the Shabbos one, lo yotzit l'kul yom. No one, you're not yotzit going to anybody. Shehar nikra v'shehikdim and the tashlumin. It's obvious that you were doing your tashlumin one first by doing this. Ach, Ibadain Hayom Godol, but let's say it really is, you know, still daylight out. El Shekibel Shabbos, the Mizmor Shir, or the Baruchu. Now, you really were Makabel Shabbos upon yourself, but you still have an hour until it's actually, until Shkia. So the Lo Hispala Daimin, you haven't daven Mincha, so you're Makabel Shabbos, but you didn't daven Mincha yet. Kamavur Lakaman, Simin, Reish Samach Gimel, Siv Tesvav, Di Hispala Arvish Time. You're really supposed to daven Mount Marv two times, because you already Makabel Shabbos. Really, you should be doing two of Shabbos davenings. Harishon l'shem arvis, v'ashni l'shem tashlumi mincha. The first one's going to be your mariv, and now you're going to do the tashlumin for that. B'di'avid, though, if after the fact it happened, im hispalo rishon l'shem mincha, you did the first one for mincha, afilim hispalo osu shalchol, and even if it was a weekday one, esher yotze, perhaps you would be yotze with this, ho'il v'adayin yomhu, because technically speaking, it is day. Right? Meaning, just we said this over previously, if a person with a baby boy was born right then, so the bris would be on a Friday. We don't say, oh, because you were Makabel Shabbos, that changes the thing. It is daytime now. It is Friday. So technically, he wants to say, maybe b'di'avid, that would be good if you didn't do the right thing, but technically, you might be yotzi with that. Then the Mechaber, I'm sorry, the Ramah added in that the same thing would happen if it was Erev Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have it two times, Shtaim, it's in a Sivkot Chavav, Shtaim, V'chein pasku hamogin avram v'haderachayim v'achay odem mishar achronim. They all agree on this. The low kel levush. They're not like levush. This yado and his support of the sages is over him. To ain tzarach lahaskir b'shnia shel rosh chodesh. You don't have to mention yalav yavo in the second one. Mishlo hispalil arvis b'rosh chodesh. Person who did not daven mariv on rosh chodesh. The hispalil shachris time. Now he's going to daven two times shachris, one for the tashlumin. V'lo hiskir b'shnia. In the second one, he didn't say yalav yavo. Well, let's think for a second. What would the din have been if he didn't say Yalav Yavo and Mariv? He's not going to go back on Rosh Chodesh. So he says, Ein Tzorach Lach L'Ispala. He did so super Tashlumin, you're not going to have to make it up. That is very logical. Kevin, the Afilu Im Hayim Mispala Ba'arv is Gufa. If it was a real Mariv you're davening, you forgot to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Again, Chalamoid is different, but a Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Yalav Yavo, V'shachach V'ein Tzorach Lach, so you don't have to go back. Right, because the reason for that is Beis Din did not mekadish the chodesh at night, so therefore Yalav Yavo should be said, but if you forgot, it's not makiv. In Cain's, now in our case, where you're tashlumen, you didn't say it, right? Lohiye chomer hatashlumen me'ilu hispalo bismono. We can't be more machmir on the tashlumen than we were if we actually would have davened in the right time. V'chein similarly. Meaning that's why you have to go back in accounts. V'chein in to'avil hispalo mincha b'rosh chodesh. A person made a mistake and didn't daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh hu shnei yamim. So it's going into the next day. Umispalil arvis shtayim, and he davened marav 2 times. V'hashnei hu l'tashlumin shel mincha. So the second one is his makeup for the missed mincha of Rosh Chodesh. Afilo hizkir bo Rosh Chodesh ain't sarach lachzor. If he didn't mention it, didn't say yalav yalav, he's not going to have to go back. Kevin dafilo beikar hatzafilo da arvis ain't sarach lachzor b'shvil yalav yalav. Kal v'choymer mashu achshav l'tashlumin. So if you didn't have to do it on the tefillah itself, then certainly not when you're doing the tashlumin. We're not going to be more strict on you. That's the way that this halach would play out. Okay, then the Rama mentions a case where if you're doing your tashlumen and you did not mention yalav yavo in the first one, but you did in the second one, but then you have to go back. So in tzarech lachzor chavzayin to bezeh shlo hizkir b'shon, from the fact you didn't say yalav in the first of your tefilos, galia daite dinischavim bo l'shem tashlumen shel erev Rosh Chodesh tahavichol. So that shows that you held this is going to be my tashlumen first. I'm going to make it up, and that's why I didn't say yalav yavo. Chvar mevur b'tchilas hasimen. We already explained in the simen to im hikdim hatashlumen l'shel chov d'lo yotza. The rule is you have to daven the tefillah you're obligated first, and then you do the tashlumen. So he showed that that wasn't the order in his mind. So therefore, that's why it has to repeat it. Chmo b'havdala b'sif acharze is going to be explained. Okay, coming up. In Yud, Al Kain, therefore Yachzor v'ispalil osa tefillah. You have to go back and daven again. V'hainu davke shehat hashlumin bo machmas tefillah she'ena shel Rosh Chodesh. That's when you're making up one that was not a Rosh Chodesh one. Tekevin shel hizkir yalav yavo b'rishona gali adaita v'titzali b'rishona adaita tashlumin shel yom chol. That's what's showing that he was making up for the non Rosh Chodesh day. Ava im hay Rosh Chodesh shnei yomim, but if it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, v'lo his pala mincha b'yom rishon shel Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't daven mincha on the first day, so now it's going into the nighttime, the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Shetzarech lispalo arvish time, daven 2 times. V'lo hiski b'rishon yal v'yavo. In that case, you didn't mention yal v'yavo on that one. Ein tzarech lachs lispalo. You do not have to go back again. The lake Araya, the Bishvil Tashlumen Hispala also, because it's not a proof that he's doing this because the reason you say Yalav Yavo is because you're doing Tashlumen. Well, who says? No. The Ode cost of Harachronim, the Masha cost of Harama, the Imlo Hizkib Rishona, the Hizkib Shnia Tzarech Lachzor. When the Sermon were working out that if you didn't say in the first one, but you did say in the second, you have to go back. Hani Mili Bistoma. That's, you know, the default value. Aval Im Kivim Befevish Harishon L'Shem Chova, Vashnila Tashlumen Yotza. But if you had in mind, again, you knew you were doing this, you just forgot, you mixed up with the Yalav Yavo, then that would work. In this case, okay. So now we're going to see the halacha that was referenced to in this Mishnah Berurah. It's now in Sif Yud. Tavlo hispalo mincha b'Shabbos. So now we're talking about a person din daven on Shabbos afternoon. This is like the inverse of the previous halacha. Mispalo b'motzi Shabbos shtayim shel chol. Right. So you're going to daven. That's the Ramah adds those in. You're going to daven 2 times weekday tefilos. One's going to be the regular marv for motzi Shabbos. One's going to be the tashlumen for Shabbos mincha. Mavdil barishona ve'enu mavdil b'shnia. So you're going to make havdala in atachonim olam das. You're going to add it in the first one, and you're not going to do it in the second one. Ve'im lo hivdil barishona hivdil b'shnia. Now, if you didn't do it in the first one, but you did say havdala in the second one, so then shnia also lo, the second tefillah will count for your marv. Rishona lo also lo, and the first one is not going to count. Ve'im hivdil b'shtehen. If you did in both of them, oh lo hivdil b'shtehen yotza. But if you did it in both of your tefillos, or you didn't say havdala in both of them, then you're going to be yotzi with that. So let's see now. Chafches, Sivkot and Chafches, it says, Einu Mavdil, Mishum, the Havdala, Dai Bepam Echad. You only have to do it once. Masha Ein, Kim, Beshabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Vetzarech Lahazkira, Bechol Hatzvilos. You have to mention every single one of the Tzvilos. Al Kim, Possible Pasif Hakodon, that's why in the previous Siv, the Mispalos, Shal Shabbos, Vishal Rosh Chodesh, Shtayim, that's why you have to dive in both of them, because you have to mention Yalavov and all the Tzvilos. Havdala only has to be mentioned one time. Chaftes, Lo Oslo, so if you did not make Havdala, in the first one, and then it's not going to count for you. You always have to put the chiyuv of the moment first. Hugili Daito, he shows his palo rishon litashlumen, that he has in mind, he's doing this for the tashlumen. And the Dirshua 62 brings down the im his palo tefilas tashlumen tefila shol Shabbos. If you did that, so kos of a Torah chayim shivade lo yotzi. You're certainly not going to be yotzi that mishum to tefila shol Shabbos bechol ena tefila. Right? You did a Shabbos davening on a weekday does not count. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah. V'lechein, therefore, v'lechein tzarech lachzor lehispalel achas l'tashlumin below havdala. You have to do another tefillah without saying havdala net. Ach im kivein b'machshavto shaharishona l'chiyuvo. Really, you thought and you knew all along, the first one is my chiyuv, the first one is going to be my marav. U'shniel l'tashlumin, the second one is going to be my tashlumin, because I know that's the halacha, I got that down. U'ma shehipich, and the fact that you flipped it, havdala hayavitos, it was a mistake, shogog, it wasn't on purpose, lo niskavin, klai, everything about it, so in that case, ain't tzarech lachzor, because you knew it, you really were davening. I mean, when we're saying putting in the havdala, we're saying that's showing what your kavana was. But if your kavana really was to do the right thing, and you just happened to make a mistake, then your kavana was your davening, your real tefillah first, and then you touched them a second. Fine. And then we said im hivdil, right? If you what's it called? If you made havdala in both of them or in neither of them, then you're yotze. So now I was going to speak out why that is. Sifkat in lamed im hivdil kol zeh b'stama aval. If you really purposely said that the first one is going to be my tashlumen, then nira de lo yotze, according to the Eli Rabba. Lamrav, lo hivdil in the other one, you're also going to be yotze. She'ein chayuzim b'shvil hazkaras havdala b'tfila. That's not one of the things that's ma'akev. Meaning, what would be the din? Forget tashlum. Because the guy davened the Shabbos mincha. And now he's davening marv, motzi Shabbos, and he forgot to make havdala. So he's going to go to the rabbi and say, do I have to repeat my Shmona Esrei? The rabbi's going to say, no. We'll see why, because you're going to make havdala ala kos, right? Let's see, the Mishnah sifters out. The reason why you don't have to go back and repeat it is ho'il yiviyochel amra ala kos, you're going to make havdala on a cup of wine with the besomim, etc. K'moshe kosu besimin reish tzadi dalet, ve'im achrikach to'am kodim shehivdil al hakos. What if a person did eat something, tasted something, but before they made havdalah, the kaim alon, the tzarech lachzor l'spalah, then you have to daven again. Mikomachim, nevertheless, also lo tefilah l'tashlumin, the tashlumin counts, why? Why does it count? Kaven de b'sha shehispalah, the time that he was davening, hatashlumin shaper hayapotah michoivis shaita. Right? He was davening what he was supposed to do at this point in time. Shaharei hayakos lefonim, he had a kos in front of him. Raksha al yedei shetom nischayev. So it wasn't a problem in the davening per se, it's the problem that the guy tasted something, but the davening was okay. So therefore, does not have to go back. That would count for the tashlumen. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up here with Sif Yud Aleph next year.